Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson. For many of us, putting away a portion of our paycheck every month is an important step in saving for a bigger financial goal or just making sure we have something to fall back on in case of an emergency. But for employers, making sure employees are saving can be just as important. Studies find that 1 in 4 employees are financially stressed. So what can we do as business owners and leaders to help our employees save, and why is it important? America Saves is helping companies, large and small, do just that. Here to tell us more is America Saves Director of Strategic Initiatives, George Barani. George, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Will.
So, George, let's talk about the problem of financial stress in our country. There are some sobering statistics out there that underline how little we have saved up. Tell us more about that.
Well, we have an unfortunate situation, well, in this country where people have lost this whole notion of saving or the value of thrift, something that over the last 50 years has been reduced in our thinking as a result of spend marketing that hits us on a constant basis and the availability of credit that affords most anyone the opportunity to buy candidly anything.
So all those credit card offers in the mail are having an impact on how we're saving.
They are, and even ads that say, you know, bankrupt, no credit, bad credit, you know, buy here. So, you know, things are available, but unfortunately, people haven't built up emergency savings, something that is really essential for all of us. The Federal Reserve has come out with a statistic that 46% of Americans can't come up with $400 easily to meet an emergency.
So almost half of Americans couldn't come up with that $400. And I mean, that's not a huge amount of money. I mean, it could certainly help someone out, but it's frightening to think that we don't have that at least to fall back on.
Well, it really is a problem, and it has helped to foster the payday lending industry and other forms of alternative credit, as well as people running up credit cards to meet some of these emergencies that regularly crop up.
Sure. So 46%, you said, can't save 400, and then there's what do we have saved up, or if we needed more saved, are there some other statistics you can share?
Well, at America Saves, we encourage everybody to have $500 in emergency savings just to meet those smaller things, I guess I would call them, flat tires, car repairs, emergency room visits, those kinds of things.
So then people will put that on a charge card if they don't have it, and then, like you say, that interest rate plays a big role, and they start to be in debt.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's also a problem for a significant portion of the population. People aged 30 to 49 are the most likely of any group not to have any emergency savings whatsoever.
So that's interesting. It's not necessarily a younger population, although they might have issues as well, but we're looking at, you know, more of an adult population of people who maybe they have family, they have houses, they have bigger bills to pay, and they don't have that money saved up.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
And, you know, we're seeing a significant number of people coming up who are going to be retiring. And that's going to, at least the analysts say, it's going to put a big strain on this country because they don't have money saved up sufficiently to probably meet their needs during the long years of retirement.
So certainly in our personal lives, having the money to fall back on or some savings is really important. It can also have a big impact in the workplace. And let's talk about that and why employers can actually benefit from keeping employees on track with savings. It's important.
It's really important because, as you said on the outset, 1 in 4 U.S. workers are stressed financially. And that's, you know, that just doesn't happen at home. That absorbs your entire life. And the Federal Reserve had a study several years ago that showed that an average employee spends 28 hours each month worried about calculating or stressed over financing, over finances, which could cost employers up to $5,000 a year in lost productivity. So it's damaging for the employer. It's certainly damaging for the employee. And the irony is that the systems are there that can help support people to save and to save automatically. What better place than the workplace?
So we're going to get into what you're doing to help people. But first of all, just to underscore that number and that concept of having financially stressed employees, you said 28 hours each month, so over a day and a night every month where people are just stressing out and they're worried and they're anxious, and that can be missed days at work. It can be people who are just not focused or energized to go into the office and actually make the money that they need to save in the first place.
That's exactly right. I mean, they're at work thinking about how to pay some bills, meet some obligations, perhaps worried about receiving a phone call from a creditor or having to figure out a time when they can make a phone call. So it's absorbing a lot of their thinking.
Okay, so America Saves is here to help employers and employees. Tell us how the America Saves program works and how businesses can incorporate America Saves into the employee into the hiring process.
So for years, America Saves has encouraged people to set up automatic saving. Ideally, have a goal in mind, make a plan, and set up automatic saving, particularly during work, at work, using direct deposits, splitting a portion of your pay, having two accounts, one for spending, one dedicated for saving. And even if it's a small amount, it'll build up over time. But developing that habit, creating that system, allow somebody to start thinking differently after they start seeing a certain amount of money in their bank account, particularly if they haven't had any before. The lift shouldn't be that hard. 82% of U.S. workers already use direct deposit. Only a small percentage of them currently split a portion of their pay into a non-retirement savings account. So that's the number we want to increase.
And does this mean they're needing then to set up a savings account with their bank separately? And then how do you help them do that, or how does it work?
Here's the irony in this. 92% of Americans have a bank account. 77% of Americans already have a savings account. 82% of these U.S. workers use direct deposit. So it's really about messaging, encouraging, and helping people set up the system, whether it's HR or payroll, talking to an employee about how to use direct deposit to save automatically. America Saves offers a free program called Split to Save that helps facilitate that process and take some of the onus of the conversation off of HR and payroll by offering this online program that an employee can complete in less than 5 minutes, and it facilitates the conversation about direct deposit. It focuses on the need for emergency savings, encourages someone to set up one account for spending, one for saving, shows them graphically how to do that, and hopefully they set up at least $10, $20, $30 out of each pay to get their process going.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more then. I'm a business owner. I can work directly with America Saves, get in touch with you guys, and then is there a way in which you then help employees stay on track with the savings program?
We certainly do. This is not a one-off by any means. So an employer would go to splittosave.org to sign up and/or reach out with an email with any questions they might have.
Okay.
Once an employee goes through our program, they're watching a short video, then they're asked to take a pledge to save for themselves. Everything we do at America Saves is research-based. And so it's intuitive that someone could save for something better if they actually have a goal in mind, and then even better if they have a plan to reach it. So we provide a pledge that someone makes to themselves to save for a goal, anything. It could be a car, a house, an emergency fund, a vacation, shoes, anything. And then they have the opportunity to identify how much they want to save on a monthly basis, what the thing costs, and then it's calculated how many months they're going to have to save. So they have a simple plan.
And
Go ahead. Well, once they submit the pledge, then that triggers support from America Saves. We provide text messages on a monthly basis called nudges that are very specific to someone's savings goal, just to keep them on track.
Sure.
And then on a monthly basis, we provide emails with saving strategies and financial information to help someone, in our words, think like a saver.
And if I were to play devil's advocate just a little bit, and I know the right answer here, but, you know, when you get your paycheck, you put a little towards maybe dental, you put some towards, you know, health insurance and other savings, the 401k you mentioned. Is it a hard thing for then employees to sort of wrap their minds around, well, I need to put aside a little bit more? Or is the answer maybe that it doesn't have to be a huge amount of money, it just needs to be a little bit at a time, right?
That's exactly right, just to get somebody going. You know, the thing is that everybody knows they should be saving money.
Yeah.
We've done lots of focus groups with adults, with youth, and everybody knows that. It's just a matter of either nobody's shown me how to do it or I don't think I make enough to save. And so that's a big part of it. I don't think I make enough to save. We've done a lot of research around this. And certainly for people who make less than $25,000 a year, I think that's pretty accurate. It's a very difficult thing for them to do. But we have research that shows that even a quarter of those earning $100,000 a year don't think they earn enough to save on a regular basis. And so we've got to change the mindset in this country. I think it's an important thing to help, you know, people develop some financial stability and some peace in their lives.
The jar in the kitchen doesn't always work. I think this sounds like a much better approach, right?
Well, it's about access. If you have that jar in the kitchen, or, you know, somehow you think if you have money in your pocket, you're not going to spend it, I think that's probably not accurate.
Put it into an account. Yeah.
Yep. Put it in an account and, you know, make it automatic.
Okay, tell us one more time where people can, where employers, business owners of any size, right, small, medium, large, doesn't matter, can go to learn more?
That's correct. We're providing a free program because we've been generously supported by JPMorgan Chase and Experian, the National Credit Union Foundation, and the Annie Casey Foundation. And so we can make available what's called splittosave.org for employers to sign up, get more information, reach out with questions.
Okay. All right. So go to splittosave.org. George Barani, America Saves Strategic Initiatives Director. Thanks so much for being with us today and telling us more about how to save and the program.
Thank you, Will.
And if you'd like to learn more about the Better Business Bureau, you can visit us at bbb.org. For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.